Whether you operate one forklift or thousands, one location or hundreds, the new My Toyota customer portal can help you optimize your operation and material handling equipment. This one-stop, free-to-use platform is designed to help you take control of your information and make smarter decisions, all at the touch of a button. Register and access your data today at my.toyotaforklift.com. That's my.toyotaforklift.com.
Today's warehouse needs to keep inventory moving smoothly and quickly. Meet these challenges with on-demand warehouse labeling from Brother Mobile Solutions. Our mobile and industrial printers will help optimize your operations to achieve the speed, reliability, and durability your warehouse needs. With easy integration for existing warehouse technology, convenient portability, and upfront affordability, Brother Mobile Solutions is at your side when it comes to warehouse labeling. Try one for free today by visiting brothermobilesolutions.com/new warehouse or click the link in the show notes. That's brothermobilesolutions.com/new warehouse to try one for free today.
The New Warehouse Podcast, hosted by Kevin Lawton, is your source for insights and ideas from the distribution, transportation, and logistics industry. A new episode every Monday morning brings you the latest from industry experts and thought leaders. And now, here's Kevin.
Hey, it's Kevin with the New Warehouse Podcast, bringing you a new episode today. Today's episode, I am going to be joined by Jen Tabbert. She is the Director of Software Sales at Dematic. And we have never had Dematic on the podcast, so I'm excited to get them on finally and talk to Jen here about Dematic and talk about their view of warehouse operation space, software space, and what's happening in the warehouse world now. So, Jen, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me, Kevin. I'm excited to be here.
Definitely happy to have you on. Definitely good to get Dematic on the show. Finally, it's been a while. But for people that are not familiar with Dematic, why don't you give us a brief overview of what it is that you do?
Sure. So I think the most exciting thing to know about Dematic is that we help to deliver over 18.5 million parcels worldwide every single day. Right. So we do that by designing and developing intelligent warehouse solutions across a variety of verticals for some of the world's leading and emerging brands, many that you will know and love. We enable our customers to really achieve efficiencies that will help provide a positive impact to their supply chain performance. And we've had customers coming to us for over 200 years to help streamline their business operations, whether that's been through fulfillment solutions or through mobile automation like AGVs or AMRs or even standalone software solutions. And we are also part of the Keon Group. So that really allows us to offer a one-stop solution that includes things like industrial trucks from brands like Lindy and Still.
All right. Great stuff. And definitely touching all different parts of the warehouse operation. And I've done projects with you guys before as well in a previous role, and definitely very, very robust in the offerings and the capabilities that you have. So it's great to get you on the show here. So now as we look at Dematic, and you mentioned there, you know, helping with fulfillment warehouse operations, whether it's on the software side, hardware side, automation, all those different aspects. When we look right now, and you guys have been around for a very long time, but right now, I mean, what is Dematic really focused on for their customer, and what solutions are they seeing the most or targeting the most as we look at kind of the future of warehouse space and as companies are embracing that future as well?
Yes, as you said, we touch a lot of different aspects of the intralogistics industry. So, you know, we could probably spend all day talking about the variety of things that we're focusing on, but I think the two most exciting things that we're looking at right now are around sustainability and digital connectivity. So on the sustainability topic, you know, we're seeing enormous pressure across all of the industries, stemming from consumers and regulators and industry groups to operate in a more sustainable way and really reduce their carbon footprint. So data is really key to this because it enables a broader network visibility so that our customers can really easily identify any issues. So, for example, through better inventory management, you can really reduce shrinkage, or you know, you can reduce mileage and fuel consumption by intelligently loading and sequencing your trucks. So we leverage our software to automate tasks and decisions, and this will help reduce things like paperwork and paper pick tickets. So we're really helping our customers move data rather than paper. You know, another way that we're focusing on sustainability is really in how we're evolving our automation equipment. And so that's things like maybe modifying our shuttle equipment to utilize trays. We're seeing a lot of customers focus on recycled packaging. So this allows us to, you know, handle a variety of different integrity of packaging that may be inconsistent. Mm. I think the other area that we are really focused on right now is around supply chain connectivity. Okay. So I think, you know, in the past, there's been, you know, a lot of very discrete kind of siloed steps within the supply chain. But, you know, the last several years have taught us that we really need to be able to remain more flexible so that we can rapidly adapt to the changing market and, you know, to increased customer expectations. So Dematic is very focused on enabling those more kind of real-time, accurate views of our customers' operations, not just within the four walls of the warehouse or the distribution center, but even across their network. This year's industry report from MHI cited that 86% of respondents are predicting that the autonomous connected supply chain is going to be the norm by 2027, but only 5% of them are seeing that today. So we're really expecting to see and are already seeing an uptick in the adoption of technologies enabling this.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's very interesting. And, you know, I talk to a lot of technology providers through the podcast and see them, and you know, there's so much out there, and it's kind of, it's interesting to hear that stat of only 5%, right, of are really working on it yet. But by 2027, we're seeing like an 80 plus percentage of people being adopting this technology and putting it in place. So I think it's really, really important for companies to be able to see that and have a partner to be able to help them through that as well, because it can be very new, especially for, you know, it's not the gigantic companies that we know, but those medium size, smaller size as well, trying to figure this out, right, with the minimal resources and trying to make that happen. So really interesting and great that you're focusing on that connectivity as well and breaking down those silos, as you mentioned, being able to ensure that we have that kind of end-to-end flow on automation and connectivity, and how does everything kind of line up with each other. But I want to go back to your original point there on the sustainability side, because I'm seeing this a lot as well, and a lot of people talking about the importance of this, just because it's becoming more top of mind for the consumer. It has been over the past couple of years, and also, you know, there's also being government regulations in certain states coming into play, and, you know, having to measure and report certain things in coming years is really important. And knowing in our world, I mean, we create a ton of waste, right? I mean, we can't hide from it. I mean, you know, there's the plastic pallet wrap, there's cardboard boxes, there's paper, all kinds of things, right? So I'm curious on that point, when a company comes to you and part of their mission is, you know, how do I make my operation more sustainable? I think, you know, a lot of times the first thought is that, well, it's gonna cost me more, right, to become more sustainable. But talk to us a little bit, and you said a little bit in there about some things you can do that would not only make you more sustainable, but I think improve efficiency as well. So tell us, if I'm a company, say, and I say, hey, like I want to make my operation more sustainable, like what's the approach that you're going to take with that customer, and how are you going to kind of maybe get those low hanging fruit and initial things that can really help them improve their efforts?
Yeah. So I think, you know, when any customer comes to us, we want to kind of step back and look at the full picture and understand, you know, where are they using the most time, certainly, but also the most resources, whether that be people or materials. And by looking at the data around where they're using the most resources or having the most touches or the most inefficiencies, then we can really then look at all the tools in our toolkit, whether that be, you know, intelligent automation or software to help reduce touches to help be more efficient in the way that we're moving those things through their warehouse, through their supply chain. So that could be something as simple as, you know, optimizing a pick path and, you know, automating the decision making about where the next pick will occur so that we're reducing paper pick tickets. And that, I mean, that in itself is, it's a low hanging fruit, but it can add up to, you know, quite a lot of dollars over the course of a year. But, you know, larger than that is even, you know, sequencing the way that we're moving items through the building so that we're, you know, we're building sequence of materials that are being loaded onto the truck in an efficient way so that those trucks can then make fewer trips or, you know, have a more optimized route as they are, you know, delivering items out of the warehouse. And I, you know, I think some of the other things that we can do are certainly around, you know, using our material handling equipment more efficiently. So one of the things that we're doing right now is really looking at, you know, how we can make changes to our automated equipment, whether that be putting, you know, sensors on the equipment or having better visibility so that we can reduce power consumption and, you know, operate that equipment more efficiently so that they don't have to maybe operate so many hours of a day. So those are just some of the kind of low hanging fruit ways that we would look at how to help them in that sustainability bucket.
Interesting. Yeah. And I think it's interesting because what you're talking about, I mean, and, you know, maybe it makes sense because you're a director of software sales, but on the software side too, there's a lot going on there. Right? And I think we get, you know, we see in the industry, there's so much going on with automation and robots and things like that. I think we sometimes forget about kind of what's lying underneath all of that. And like you said, on the sustainability aspects as well, you know, being able to put in some software in place and have certain things line up the way that they need to do and being dictated in that way and taking away paper pick tickets and all those different things all kind of goes hand in hand with the software piece of it. So as we look at optimizing our operations and even automating operations and just overall making a larger impact on efficiency and throughput and lining up what makes sense in time, like as you said, with the loading and deliveries and things like that. I mean, how important is the software playing a role in these different types of stations and efficiency gains?
We'll be back after a quick break.
You hear a lot about supply chains these days, because if the past couple years have taught us anything, it's that an efficient, well-managed supply chain is absolutely critical to keeping businesses successful and consumers happy. I'm Will Haywood, and I host a podcast called All Business, No Boundaries, where we talk about supply chains, how they work, what happens when they don't, and the innovations that are redefining what's possible in the world of logistics. Join me for insightful interviews with thought leaders and industry experts. We discuss how optimizing supply chains can break down the barriers that are holding businesses back. That's All Business, No Boundaries by DHL Supply Chain. Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
So I may be biased, as you said, because software is my world, but I think it's, you know, it's critical in this industry right now. And, you know, we've already kind of hit on kind of that digital connectivity piece. But beyond that, I think there's a couple of things that are really important, mainly around kind of the reduction of the reliance on labor and the expansion to a more holistic system. So if we talk about labor, obviously we all know labor availability is still a huge issue. Yeah. So in addition to incorporating technologies to help automate some of those undesirable tasks like pallet building, you know, we're also focused on automating as many of the decisions as possible. So when we can leverage software to automate the decision making, we're reducing the reliance on institutional knowledge. And I think, you know, we all know it's pretty risky to rely on one or a small number of people to really know the business deeply enough to be able to make those quick decisions for the day. And automating this allows the decisions to be made automatically and proactively, frees up those, you know, kind of important workers for other tasks like coaching. You know, another way that we can address this through software is through, you know, even something as simple as an intuitive user interface that's designed for all abilities. This is going to allow access to a broader pool of labor, and it'll help the new workers get trained up and productive really quickly while also reducing errors. So I think that's an area that is, you know, not talked about a lot as we're going through these complex solutions, but can make such a huge difference.
I think that's a really interesting one to touch on, because we talk about the labor issue a lot, and, you know, everybody's trying to figure out how do I solve for this. And I think you touching on there where, you know, creating these user interfaces where, you know, we're able to tap into labor pools that maybe potentially we couldn't before, or because of, you know, the ability or skills needed for the user interface that was in place. I mean, it really can make a big difference, I think, and allow, you know, people to be able to do that. And I think sometimes that gets missed, that, like, you know, maybe there is another labor pool that we haven't touched on because our tech is, like, limiting us to do that. So I think that's really, really interesting that you touched on that there.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, we've spent a lot of time on our user interface to try to, you know, to make that a benefit to our customers. And I think kind of beyond that automated decision-making, we're really focusing on the idea of a holistic system. So in the past, where we saw multiple separate systems that had very clear lines of ownership, so you have the WMS for inventory and orders, you have the WCS for equipment control. As the systems have started becoming more intelligent, we've really started to see overlap with the emergence of the warehouse execution system that's kind of optimizing a lot of different areas at the same time. But Dematic can actually even take that a step further and provide inventory and order management and equipment control and optimization of all the people and processes and technology all within one platform. So it's one piece of software that controls everything from, you know, receiving all the way through shipping. And this can really streamline the processes and help our customers reduce their costs, you know, kind of going back to, does it cost me more to be sustainable?
Yeah.
You know, you can help really reduce the costs, but also improve customer satisfaction. And, you know, we're seeing that the cost of a bad interaction with a customer these days is pretty high. So we want to make sure that we're really helping our customers help their customers have a great experience.
Yeah. I think that's a great thing too, because like you said, I mean, there's so many different systems and acronyms that come along with those systems too, as well. WMS, WES, WCS, all these different things. Right. So, you know, it's great that you guys looked at that and kind of said, like, oh, well, why don't we just create like a one system where we can interact with all those different things and put it into one kind of package, which certainly makes it a lot easier, I think, for people to understand it and digest all that data, instead of, you know, having to go between systems and figure that out and extract data from different things and then marry it together. And like you said, ultimately it boils down to what's the most important for a business, really, is that customer satisfaction, right? And being able to give the customer the visibility that they want into their order, or giving them feedback on what's happening with their order if there's an issue, and being able to track that back, right? I think if you have an issue with your customer, the last thing you want to tell them is you don't know why there was an issue, right? You want to be able to drill down to that and understand so that you can address that for that customer immediately, but then also, you know, make sure it doesn't happen in the future as well. So being able to kind of put everything into one system and understand that and see it in one place and have that visibility certainly makes it a lot easier for people to comprehend. And I think, as you know, if we look at going from system to system to system, it's hard for one person to become like an expert in multiple systems, right? So if you have that one system, then it gives you a more robust staff that can handle, like, okay, I can go in here and I can understand everything that's happening in this one system, instead of having to remember, like, oh, like, what's happening over here for my inventory, and then what's happening over here for, like, my order management, and what's happening over here for my automation stuff that's going on. So I think it's really, really smart there. I mean, are you seeing, as you're putting that in place, I mean, are you seeing those kind of reactions from operators and companies?
Yeah, I think, you know, we've had some really clear successes with some of our customers, especially when we're talking about a really large automated complex solution. And I think it's important to note that, you know, having the ability to have it all in one platform doesn't mean that you have to install everything all in one day either. So, you know, having a system like that is scalable, so that we can meet our customers kind of where they are on their journey. And, you know, in one warehouse, that might mean full four walls control. And in one warehouse, it might just mean manual picking. And so having the ability to kind of pick and choose the components. But I think, you know, the key here that you kind of called out is that there's a lot of new and emerging kind of niche software solutions that are designed to solve kind of one discrete problem within the warehouse. But if you start putting enough of those together, you end up with a really complex software ecosystem. And, you know, to your point, in addition to just having the technical bandwidth to be able to manage all of those, you know, the support and the maintenance is difficult. But if you have too many systems that are each trying to make smart decisions in a silo, then you're really kind of generating the opposite effect of what you were trying to do. So, you know, I think having a platform that's scalable that can, you know, just take that bird's eye view and be more holistic in its decision making is really critical here.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, like you said, I mean, even the support and maintenance side as well, you have to think about that as you take on all this stuff. So it's great to have that kind of overlaying and be able to see everything in one place. So really interesting stuff here, talking about the technology and the importance of it in creating these, you know, not only efficiencies, but also gains on sustainability, customer satisfaction, all these different things that can come into play from just having the proper software and proper software setup in place for your operation. So as we look at the technology and what's happening, I mean, we see so much stuff happening in our space. It's a little wild to be honest. Even being like at ProMap and seeing everything that's going on there, it's like, you know, if I was someone that was like an operator and I'm just walking in and I see all this stuff and I'm just starting to think about like optimizing and, you know, bringing in automation, like I would probably, my head would be spinning, I think, with how much stuff is going on out there. So, I mean, if you look at technology right now and evolution of it, I mean, where do you think, because we're moving very rapidly in that space, I think, I mean, if we look at, you know, a year out from now, a year to 2 years, I mean, where do you think the big focus from a software or automation perspective is really going to be in the warehouse and fulfillment space?
Yeah, so I think, and you probably saw this at ProMat, but, you know, where we saw speedier adoption of automation during COVID, I think recent market conditions are really forcing our customers to think more creatively about their spend. And so this has really accelerated kind of the capacity for some of the emerging technologies like AMRs and robotics. And it certainly puts software in the spotlight because you need something to be able to coordinate and synchronize all of those. Absolutely. But, you know, we're seeing an increased demand in the market for flexible automation that can, you know, kind of fit in within existing workflows and infrastructure. So we've been really excited to incorporate this technology into our portfolio so that we can kind of enhance our ability to help our customers transform their business. And I think it's important to them because, you know, we already talked about scalability and flexibility. These, you know, kind of more flexible technologies allow them to be able to handle large fluctuations in demand. It can, you know, allow them to just start with a few and then, you know, add on as needs change. It can help kind of unburden workers from some of that repetitive and backbreaking work so that they can focus on more valuable and fulfilling jobs. So that also has the bonus of solving that labor problem. Yeah. And a lot of these are easier to set up and enable a quicker ROI and have a lower training to them. So we're really able to help our customers increase their quality by, you know, minimizing the impact of human error and really maximizing productivity through use of some of these emerging technologies. You know, and again, we need intelligent software to be able to kind of seamlessly add these technologies in as they become adopted and be able to, you know, again, take that view and synchronize that technology amongst the other people and processes that are happening within the existing environment.
Interesting. Yeah. And I think it's a great point there about the flexibility is certainly something that is going to be key, especially as we're, you know, our operations are changing a lot and, you know, consumer demand is always kind of changing as well. And, you know, getting more demanding, not necessarily less demanding, I don't think. So, you know, that makes the complexities even more there. So being able to have that flexibility is certainly a key. So I'm curious, you know, as we take a look at all of this and you mentioned in there even, you know, there's some solutions that are easier to implement than others or easier to deploy than others. And as companies are starting to think about, you know, taking that next step for their operation and you know, really improving upon efficiency and optimization and starting to lean towards automation as well. I mean, what would you recommend to them or suggest to them is something that like they should be keeping in mind or thinking of first when they're getting ready to take that step?
So again, I think the highest priority should be prioritizing looking at the full picture. So, you know, it's very easy to say, hey, I think I just need a picking solution because my picking feels inefficient. But if you right. only look at that, then you're going to end up with bottlenecks somewhere else. So, you know, again, taking that step back and looking at where you use the most time or the most resources, you know, to see where the lowest hanging fruit is. And then looking for a partner that has that ability to scale, that knows the market and has that depth of experience in a variety of different operations and volumes and verticals, and who can leverage a wide variety of technologies so that you're not kind of trying to fit a one size fits all solution into your unique business. You know, especially as these new technologies are emerging, you want to make sure that you have a partner who can incorporate all of those in a seamless way so that they can work together in the most optimal fashion, as well as in a way that's easy for our customers to operate and maintain. Right. So that doesn't just mean robust software, but it also means having that depth of integration experience and breadth of capability.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's a great point too, because there, you know, so much more than just putting it in the building, right. And turning it on. There's a lot of other aspects that are going on there. So, you know, to be able to have the continued support and really understand and, you know, implement this thing and understand like, how is it going to work with what we already have existing, or do we need to make any changes to what's existing in order to do what we want to do, or even, you know, work with a partner to tell you, like you said, you know, we should automate picking, right? Because we see everybody's automating picking. There's so many picking options out there, right? And then it's like, well, no, like maybe that's not really the right first step for you to take, because if you do that, then you're going to have an issue. Like I just talked to somebody earlier today and, you know, we're talking about an operation and they automated picking, but then, and their units per hour went like through the roof, but then they realized like, oh, they were like running out of totes like too quickly, and like how do they, you know, replenish that and get that other part of the process like not bottlenecked, like you said. And I think that's such a key thing to be able to think about the whole picture like holistically and not just, you know, zoned in and targeted on one function itself. So really, really great insights from you, Jen, and really interesting to talk to you and get your perspective from the software side, I think, as well as the automation side on the Dematic platform and everything that you guys offer. Really, really interesting, I think, to get those insights and help the listener and operations to understand how to start that journey and even think about that journey and the in-betweens as well to get there as well. So I want to thank you for coming on the show today, Jen, and joining me here. If people are interested to learn more about Dematic or get in touch with you guys, how can they do that?
Yeah, I think the easiest way is to go to dematic.com. And from there, you can always, you know, read more about the different components of our solutions, as well as find information on how to contact us.
All right, great. And we'll definitely put all that information at thenewwarehouse.com as well. So Jen, thank you once again for joining me on the show today.
You've been listening to the New Warehouse Podcast with Kevin Lawton. Subscribe and check us out online at thenewwarehouse.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you want more content from the New Warehouse, check out our new video series called All Hands on LinkedIn. Just search for the New Warehouse on LinkedIn and follow along.